Filled with uncertainty and questions about the afterlife, many seek signs indicating whether they're on the path to heaven. How can we know if our actions and beliefs are leading us towards celestial eternity? Join us on an exploration journey as we examine 9 revealing signs that might indicate we're on our way to heaven. From kindness and compassion to unwavering faith and love for our neighbor, each sign brings us a little closer to the promise of paradise. Prepare to discover these inspiring and comforting signs that remind us that even in the darkest moments, there's always hope and a path to eternal light. The first sign that you're on your way to heaven is faith in Jesus Christ. Faith in Jesus Christ is the fundamental requirement for salvation, according to the Bible. The Bible tells us that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins and resurrect on the third day, defeating death and the devil. The Bible also tells us that whoever believes in Jesus Christ receives forgiveness of their sins and eternal life in heaven. This biblical quote confirms it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. John chapter 3, verse 16. Faith in Jesus Christ is not just intellectual assent, but personal trust and total surrender to his person and his work. Faith in Jesus Christ involves recognizing that we are sinners, that we need his grace, and that he is the only way, the truth, and the life. Faith in Jesus Christ also involves following his teachings, his commandments and examples, and being his disciples and his witnesses in the world. Faith in Jesus Christ is the foundation of our relationship with God and the guarantee of our hope. A historical example of someone who had faith in Jesus Christ that led him to heaven is the Apostle Paul. Paul was a persecutor of Christians until he encountered Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus and converted to Christianity. Paul dedicated himself to preaching the gospel throughout the world and to writing letters to the churches, which are part of the New Testament. Paul suffered many persecutions, imprisonments, and floggings because of his faith, but he never renounced or denied it. Paul died a martyr in Rome and is considered one of the pillars of the church and the Christian faith. The second sign that you are on your way to heaven is repentance and forgiveness. Repentance and forgiveness are part of the redemption process, according to the Bible. The Bible tells us that we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and that sin separates us from God and condemns us to hell. The Bible also tells us that God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins if we confess our sins and repent of them. Repentance involves recognizing our sin, feeling pain and sadness for having offended God, and changing our attitude and behavior to not sin again. Forgiveness involves receiving the grace and mercy of God, which cleanses and restores us, and also forgiving those who have offended us as God has forgiven us. This is the biblical quote that confirms it. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Repentance and forgiveness are a sign of humility and obedience to God, and a condition to maintain fellowship with him. Repentance and forgiveness are also a source of peace and joy and an expression of love and gratitude to God. A historical example of someone who had repentance and forgiveness that led him to heaven is King David. David was a king of Israel who committed adultery with Bathsheba and had her husband Uriah killed to cover up his sin. David was confronted by the prophet Nathan, who revealed the double service of God on his sin. David repented of his sin and asked God for forgiveness with a contrite and humbled heart. David received God's forgiveness and was restored in his relationship with him. David wrote Psalm chapter 51, which is a prayer of repentance and forgiveness and expresses his trust and his praise to God. David is called by the Bible as a man after God's own heart, and is the ancestor of Jesus Christ, according to the flesh. The third sign that you are on your way to heaven is a transformed life. A transformed life is a sign that someone has been born again by the Holy Spirit, according to the Bible. The Bible tells us that when we believe in Jesus Christ, we receive the Holy Spirit, which is the Comforter, the Teacher, and the seal of God. The Bible also tells us that the Holy Spirit regenerates us, sanctifies us, and equips us to live a life according to God's will. The transformed life implies a radical change in our being, in our thinking, and in our acting that reflects the image and character of Christ. The transformed life implies leaving behind the old things, which belong to the world and the flesh, and embracing the new things, which belong to heaven and to the Spirit. The transformed life implies living in holiness, in righteousness, and in truth, and bearing fruit in every good work. This is the biblical quote that confirms it. So, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. The transformed life is proof that we are children of God and that we have His nature and His purpose. The transformed life is a blessing for us and for others, and a glory for God. A historical example of someone who had a transformed life that led him to heaven is Augustine of Hippo. Augustine was a philosopher and a theologian who lived a dissolute and worldly life and who adhered to several false doctrines such as Manichaeism and Neoplatonism. Augustine was influenced by the preaching of Ambrose and by the prayer of his mother Monica. Augustine converted to Christianity. Augustine committed himself to studying and teaching the Christian faith, as well as defending it from heresy and attacks from pagans. Augustine wrote essential works for Christian theology and philosophy, such as Confessions and City of God. Augustine is considered one of the fathers and doctors of the Church and one of the greatest thinkers in history. The fourth sign that you are on your way to heaven is love and service. Love and service are evidence of true faith, according to the Bible. The Bible tells us that God is love and that He loved us first, sending His Son to die for us. The Bible also tells us that we should love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and that we should love our neighbor as ourselves. Love for God and neighbor is demonstrated through service, good works, and sacrifice. Love and service involve putting God and others above ourselves and seeking their good and glory. Love and service involve being compassionate, generous, humble, and merciful. Love and service involve fulfilling God's law, which is summarized in love. The biblical quote confirming this is, "By this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." John chapter 13, verse 35. Love and service are an indication that we are disciples of Jesus and that we have His nature and purpose. Love and service are a blessing for us and others, and a glory to God. A historical example of someone whose love and service led him to heaven is Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Teresa was a Catholic nun who founded the Missionaries of Charity, dedicated to serving the poorest and most needy. Teresa dedicated herself to caring for the sick and the dying too, to the orphans and to the marginalized in India and in other countries. Teresa was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize and was canonized by the Catholic Church. Teresa is considered as an example of love and service and as a saint of charity. The fifth sign that you're on your way to heaven is the fruits of the Spirit. The fruits of the Spirit are the qualities and virtues that the Holy Spirit produces in us, according to the Bible. The Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit guides us, teaches us, comforts us, and empowers us. The Bible also tells us that the Holy Spirit makes us partakers of the divine nature and helps us to overcome sin and the flesh. The fruits of the Spirit are the result of a healthy spiritual life, which is in tune with God's will. The fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, and self-control. These are the qualities and virtues that characterize God, and that should characterize His children. This is the biblical verse that confirms it. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23. The fruits of the Spirit are proof that we are guided by the Spirit and that we have His seal and guarantee. The fruits of the Spirit are a blessing for us and for others and a glory to God. A historical example of someone who had the fruits of the Spirit that led him to heaven is Francis of Assisi. Francis was a Catholic saint who renounced his life of wealth and pleasure and dedicated himself to living in poverty and simplicity, following the example of Jesus. Francis founded the Order of the Franciscans, who dedicated themselves to preaching the gospel and serving the poor and the sick. Francis was also a lover of nature and animals and composed the famous Canticle of the Creatures. Francis is considered an example of the fruits of the Spirit and as a saint of joy and peace. The sixth sign that you are on your way to heaven is perseverance in faith. Perseverance in faith is evidence that someone has been chosen and preserved by God, according to the Bible. The Bible tells us that God is faithful and powerful to keep those He has called and justified, and that no one will be able to snatch them from His hand. The Bible also tells us that we must persevere in faith until the end, despite the trials, temptations, persecutions, and tribulations that we may suffer in this world. Perseverance in the faith involves standing firm and constant in confession and obedience to God, and not deviating or straying from His path. Perseverance in the faith involves resisting the devil, the world, and the flesh, and overcoming them by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Perseverance in faith involves waiting patiently and joyfully for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and the reward of the crown of life. This is the Bible verse that confirms it. But the one who endures to the end, he will be saved. Matthew chapter 24, verse 13. Perseverance in faith is proof that we are saved by God's grace, and that we have His promise and guarantee. Perseverance in faith is a blessing to us and others, and a glory to God. A historical example of someone who had a perseverance in faith that led him to heaven is Polycarp of Smyrna. Polycarp was a bishop and Christian martyr who was a disciple of the Apostle John, and who transmitted the apostolic tradition to the churches of Asia Minor. Polycarp was arrested and taken to the stadium, where they demanded that he renounce his faith and worship the emperor and the Roman gods. Polycarp refused to do so and said, "For 86 years I have been serving Christ, and He has done me no wrong. How can I blaspheme my King and Savior?" Polycarp was burned alive at the stake, but the fire did not consume him. Instead, it surrounded him like a crown. Policarpo was stabbed by a soldier, and blood that extinguished the fire came from his body. Policarpo is considered as an example of perseverance in faith, and a saint and a hero of the church. The seventh sign that you are on the way to heaven is to seek the kingdom of God. Seeking the kingdom of God is the purpose and priority of our life, according to the Bible. The Bible tells us that the kingdom of God is the governance and manifestation of God in the world, and that Jesus Christ is the King of that kingdom. The Bible also tells us that we must seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and that everything else will be added to us. Seeking the kingdom of God involves recognizing and submitting to the authority and lordship of God, and doing His will on earth as in heaven. Seeking the kingdom of God involves announcing and demonstrating the gospel of the kingdom and making disciples of all nations. Seeking the kingdom of God involves promoting and practicing justice, peace, and the love of God, and fighting against evil and injustice. This is the biblical quote that confirms it. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Seeking the kingdom of God is a sign that we are citizens of heaven and that we have his vision and his mission. Seeking the kingdom of God is a blessing for us and for others, and a glory to God. A historical example of someone who sought the kingdom of God and was led to heaven is Martin Luther King Jr. Martin Luther King was a pastor and a Christian activist who fought for civil rights and equality of African Americans in the United States. Martin Luther King was inspired by the teaching and example of Jesus and in the philosophy of non-violence and peaceful resistance. Martin Luther King gave speeches and led marches and protests, which mobilized millions of people and achieved legislative and social changes. Martin Luther King was murdered by a racist, but his legacy and his dream remain alive. Martin Luther King is considered as an example of seeking the kingdom of God and as a prophet and a martyr for justice. The eighth sign that you are on your way to heaven is hope and trust in God's promise. Hope and trust in God's promise are attitudes that sustain and encourage us on our pilgrimage to heaven, according to the Bible. The Bible tells us that God is faithful and true, and that he fulfills all his promises, and that none of his words will fall to the ground. The Bible also tells us that God has promised us an incorruptible, uncontaminated, and imperishable inheritance reserved in heaven for us, and that he himself will guard us to reach it. Hope and trust in God's promise involve believing and expecting with certainty what God has told us and what we do not yet see. Hope and trust in God's promise involves clinging to the truths and guarantees of God, and not to circumstances or appearances. Hope and trust in God's promise involve praising and thanking God for what he has done, what he is doing, and what he will do. This is the Bible verse that verifies it. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the end he will rise upon the dust. Job chapter 19, verse 25. Hope and trust in God's promise are proof that we are heirs of God and that we have his word and his guarantee. Hope and trust in God's promise are a blessing to us and to others, and a glory to God. An historical example of someone who had a hope and trust in God's promise that led him to heaven is Abraham. Abraham was the father of faith and the father of a multitude of nations whom God called and blessed. Abraham believed in God's promise to give him a son, despite his old age and the infertility of his wife Sarah. Abraham also obeyed God's order to sacrifice his son Isaac, trusting, believing that God would resurrect him. Abraham saw fulfilled God's promise of giving him numerous descendants, including Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Abraham is considered an example of hope and trust in God's promise and as a friend of God. The ninth and last sign that you are on your way to heaven is to live in communion with God. Living in communion with God is the goal and essence of our lives, according to the Bible. The Bible tells us that God created us in his image and likeness, and that he gave us the breath of life and put us in the Garden of Eden so that we might have communion with him. The Bible also tells us that sin broke this communion and distanced us from God, and that only Jesus Christ could restore it through his death and resurrection. Living in communion with God involves having a personal and intimate relationship with God as our Father, our friend, and our beloved. Living in communion with God requires communicating with God through prayer, meditation, and studying his word and listening for his voice and guidance. Living in communion with God means enjoying his presence, his love, his peace, and his joy, and sharing them with others. This is confirmed in the biblical quote, "Abide in me and I in you." As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. John chapter 15, verse 4. Living in communion with God is proof that we are part of God's family and that we have His life and nature. Living in communion with God is a blessing for us and others, and a glory to God. A historical example of someone who lived in communion with God and ascended to heaven is Enoch. Enoch was a biblical patriarch who walked with God and pleased God. Enoch had such a close relationship with God that God took him to heaven without experiencing death. Enoch is considered an example of living in communion with God and a witness of faith. In conclusion, exploring the 9 signs that we are on the path to heaven offers us a comforting and encouraging perspective on our spiritual journey. Through reflection on kindness, compassion, faith, forgiveness, and other virtues, we can find clear indications that we are following the path to heavenly eternity. These signs not only offer us guidance on our actions and attitudes in everyday life, but also remind us that hope and redemption are always within our reach. No matter how dark the times or how far the heavenly horizon seems, these signs guide us towards the promise of a place of eternal peace and happiness. By seeking and nurturing these signs in our lives, we can live with the certainty that we are in harmony with the divine plan and that our final destination will be heaven. May these 9 signs inspire us to live with purpose, love, and compassion, leading us toward a full and meaningful life in preparation for the heavenly kingdom.